Welcome to Shul Machshavah and Daf, your sponsor, Li Nishmas, and Abiyak Hashem, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Beitz Adaf Yud Ches. The Gemara with Beitz, at the top of the page, when it speaks about going to a mikvah on Shabbos, the Gemara says that it's impossible that Yom Kippur will be more chomer than Shabbos. And if you're allowed to go into the water on Shabbos, so of course you're allowed to go in Yom Kippur. And the Lashon of the Gemara is, Omar Rav Meika Midi Debe Shabbos Shari over Yom Kippur Masir. Could it be that on Shabbos something will be mutter and Yom Kippur will be asur? It's impossible that something will be asur and Yom Kippur will be mutter and Shabbos. So obviously there's the halacha perspective, why we know for sure that whatever is mutter and Shabbos has to be mutter and Yom Kippur. But there is here something which is a very deep understanding. Because one could ask, yes, there are things that are asur and Yom Kippur more than Shabbos. The Yom Kippur seems to be a more kaddishtik day than Shabbos. Yom Kippur is a Shabbos Shabbosim. Yom Kippur, you can do many things you can do on Shabbos, especially eating and enjoying and having rechitza, etc. If Yom Kippur is such a holy day, the most kaddishtik day of the year, what's the big pele? There'll be some things which are also in Yom Kippur and mutter on Shabbos. What's the message over here? But the Gemara here seems to be alluding to what's brought down in the Mefarshim regarding the reason why Shabbos is more kaddish than Yom Kippur. And the best way for us to understand it is with the following analogy that we have, that we know is going to happen. There's a big discussion that we're showing him how exactly Olam Haba will look. But Lamaisa, the way it's brought down, the Mekubalim, we agree with the Ramban. The way the Ramban says against the Rambam, that Olam Haba is going to be with our bodies. A person lives in this world, then he dies, his neshama goes up to Shemayim. And his body decomposes here in the world. It's reconstructed. And then in Olam Haba, the new body will come out. And then the Neshama will come down to the body. And that will be Olam Haba. That's the process that we know. That according to Ramban and the way the Mekubalim accepted, that's what we know. That's the process is going to be lost and lovely. So in the middle stage that you have between Olam Hazir and Olam Haba, when a person is dead, his Neshama is up there in Shemayim. There is an unbelievable ruchnius time that person is. He's sitting up there next to Kisei HaKavod in Gan Eden, and he's obviously there's a hana and beauty that the Shomer has. But that's not the tachlis. That's not the end game. The end game is the neshama needs to come back to the body. The tzuras adam is a combination of neshama v'guf. The tzuras adam is when the neshama and the body are together. The body is pure, the body connects to the neshama, but it needs to be that way. Yom Kippurim is a time which is considered to be the day of the neshama. The whole avodah of Yom Kippur is that we are mevatel the body. We cancel our guf. We don't have a guf. We basically don't eat and don't drink and don't have rechitza and sicha. And all the hanayas haguf, all the enjoyment of the guf, we don't have. The body is canceled. It's a time of neshama only. And when you get to the day of Olam Neshama, mainly we can purify our guf. But that's what Yom Kippur alludes to. Yom Kippur is a time of only Neshamadik. It's connected to the time that a person goes up to Shemayim and he has to reconstruct his body down here in the world, and his Neshama is purified by being on its own. But that's not the end game. The end game is the Neshama and guf together. And that's the Soid of Shabbos. Shabbos Me'ein Olam Haba. The time that you have Oynik Shabbos, you have to enjoy. There is a special Hano, obviously Hano, which stems from Ruchnius, from spirituality, but it needs to come to the body as well. Yom Kippur, there's no body. Shabbos is Adirab, it's the perfect body. It's the pure body. So Yimeli, that's the Gedusha. The Gedusha of Shabbos is in a higher level than Gedusha of Yom Kippur. The Gedusha of Shabbos is the perfection of Olam Haba. Gedusha of Yom Kippur is the in-between. It's not yet the same level of Gdusha the Shabbos. Kinatit, we spoke about the Neshama Yisayir just two days ago, and Tosim Psachim tells us that in Yom Tov we don't do Psomim because there's no Neshama Yisayir in Yom Tov. I have to understand this, a different subject, but this refers to Yom Kippur as well. Yom Kippur also don't do Psomim. The special Gdusha of Shabbos is in a higher level than the Gdusha of Yom Kippur. This is very fitting. This daf is a daf that's learned on the Shabbos that comes after Yom Kippur. When we go from Yom Kippur to Shabbos, we're going from a very holy day of Neshamadik to a day of a combination neshama guf me'ein oilom habo. Anyone who wants to join the Shem Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shemmachshava@gmail.com.